حج The pillar of Islam حج The pillar of Islam لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ ویلکم بیک ٹو اور پروگرام حج دا پلر آف اسلام انشاءاللہ عز و جل ڈیورنگ دس program, alhamdulillah, we're going to be learning about the blessings of Hajj, the beauty of Makkah, the beauty of Medina, and also some of the rulings regarding Hajj and Umrah. And also, alhamdulillah, as well, some of the stories of the awliya Allah, the pious people, when they went for Hajj, how they performed their Hajj as well. As always, inshallah, as well, let's start the program with the blessed recitation of durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Sunnat, the founder and leader of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us. In one of his booklets, he mentions the blessings of reciting durood and salam in such words that whoever recites durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, Allah Azza wa Jal will shower 10 blessings upon him. Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive 10 of his sins. And Allah Azza wa Jal will elevate 10 of his stages. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In today's program, we're going to be talking about the blessings of Hajj, the benefits, the rewards of Hajj itself. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, those Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters who are on their way traveling to the beautiful journey of Hajj or are already there in the blessed places of Makkah and Medina. Congratulations to you that Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen amongst many, many people, has chosen you to, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal perform this beautiful sacred journey of Hajj. There is a very beautiful story regarding Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is the grandson of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I do haya, that I have modesty, that I meet my Rabb Azza wa Jal in such a manner that I do not walk to the Ka'batullah. And in his life, he performed 20 such hajj that he walked from Medina to Makkatul Mukarramah. He did 20 of these hajj. Now, just imagine for those people who sometimes complain, we don't get the best transport, you know, the buses are too slow, this and that. Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu traveled from Medina to Makkah and he walked it all the way there. And not one, not two, not three, 20 years, yani 20 hajj he performed like that as well. So you can imagine Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how much love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then how much fear of Allah Azza wa Jal did he have? He would perform the tawaf, and then when he would, so it would be time to offer the two rakat wajib at Maqam Ibrahim, he would cry so much in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal that he would utter words of humbleness, humility as such that, Ya Allah, your slave is here. Ya tera haqeer banda. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I have no value and I am present in your court. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, please have mercy upon me. And he would cry so much in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is how he would perform his hajj as well. Subhanallah. And Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would be, he's the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can imagine, you know, how many people would love to come and see him, never mind meet with him, love to see him, shake hands with him, kiss his blessed hands and feet. That's how blessed a personality he was. But look at the humility, the ajzi, the sincerity that Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi hadaike bakshish, he says, Hassan al-Mujtaba Sayyidul Asqiya Raqib-e-Dosh-e-Izzat Pe Lakhun Salam. In that very famous salam of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he praises Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, many blessings and salutations upon his soul and his blessed mazar in Madinatul Munawwara. Very same brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. You know, this was the humility of Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he walked from Medina to Makkah, or else he could have had a transport. He could have taken a camel, he could have taken a horse, or he could have taken any other ride. But Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, out of humility, out of ajzi, inkisari, humility, sincerity, humbleness, he alhamdulillah azza wa jal walked from Medina to Makkatul Mukarramah. Now remember, to go for the ziyarat of the Ka'batullah, there are so many blessings that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has mentioned, many blessings as well. And I want to mention here some of the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam regarding this blessed journey as well. In Mu'jam Awsat, there's a hadith Pak that has been quoted, as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that this house, yani this Baytullah, Islam ke sutunu mein se ek sutun hai. He says it is one of the pillars of Islam. And whoever has done the Hajj or the Umrah of this house, it is upon Allah Azza wa Jal that if that person he dies, he will enter paradise. Agar wo salamti ke saath apne ghar ki taraf lot aaya, to ajr o ghanimat ke saath lotega. If he does not return back home and he dies on the way, then it is upon Allah to enter that person into the gardens of paradise. And if he does come back home, then Allah Azza wa Jal will give him so much reward that that person will return happily to his house as well. Another hadith pak quoted in Shu'bul Iman, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, jo haji غازی یا عمرہ کرنے والا ہو کر نکلا پھر راستے میں فوت ہو گیا, اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے لیے بھی قیامت تک غازی حاجی عمرہ کرنے کا ثواب لکھ دیتا ہے. یعنی the person who leaves his home as someone who performs حج or عمرہ or goes for an expedition, a battle, then that person, if he dies on the way, then he will be غازی and he will be Haji and Umrah karne wala, that reward will be written down for that person. So for example, if someone is gone for Hajj, if he dies sadly on the way, then that person will be rewarded with Hajj as well. And like I mentioned another hadith, that until the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will keep on rewarding that person every year as if he has performed Hajj as well. And then another hadith is back in Al-Mujam Awsat. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the one who set out on the journey for Hajj and Umrah and he died on the way, there will be no questioning on that person and he will enter the gardens of paradise. Now in one of the verses inside the glorious Quran, and here Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we're going to go to para number 4, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 97. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ السَّبِيلَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, translation from Kanzul Iman, and performing Hajj of this house for the sake of Allah is an obligation upon the people who have the means to reach it. And whoever disbelieves, i.e. denies Hajj being pillar of Islam, so Allah is independent of the entire world. Subhanallah. You know, and if you look at the beauty of Hajj itself, millions of people perform Hajj every single year and they only have one set of clothes. The same type of clothing, that two chadars on their body, that's what it is. White chadar, white ihram, everyone is wearing that. Why? Because this is the unity that Islam has given us. And this is the beauty of Islam. There is no racism in Islam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has shown us physically that there is no racism in Islam. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the rewards, the blessings that a person receives from Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's mention a few hadith paak. In Kanzul Ummal, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that whoever performs the Hajj, he will intercede for 400 people of his family and himself. He will be such like a newborn baby. All of his sins will be forgiven. In Al-Mu'jam Awsat, it's mentioned that Hajj kiya karo, perform Hajj. Why? Because Hajj wipes away your sins just like water wipes away dirt. Jis tarah pani jo hai wo gandagi ko saaf karta hai, in the same way, Hajj wipes away your sins. In Mishkatul Masabih, it's mentioned, jab tum kisi haji se mulaqat karo, when you meet with a haji, and you meet with him, you give him salam, you embrace him, then say to him, before you go home, make dua for us, because he is a forgiven person. In another hadith in Musnad Abi Ya'la, he says, the one who sets out from his home for Hajj, and he dies on the way until the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward him. Until the day of judgment, he will reward him with the thawab of Hajj. And whoever leaves him so his home for the sake of performing Umrah and he dies, then until the day of judgment, the reward of Umrah will be written down for this person. Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala says, the fasting in Makkah is equivalent to 100,000. And the reward for giving charity for one dirham is the reward of 100,000. And the same way, one good deed done in Makkatul Mukarrama is equivalent to 100,000 good deeds. Subhanallah. 100,000 good deeds. I've said that as well. And just imagine, subhanallah, you know, how lucky that person will be who performs Hajj and Umrah, and how lucky those people are that are going for Hajj and Umrah, who have been for Hajj and Umrah, that subhanallah Azza wa Jal, all this reward is written down for you as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Now, a few things we need to understand. A lot of the times what people do is they're more worried and they're more bothered about, you know, having their Hajj and having their Tawaf or their Umrah live on social media. So they'll be doing the Tawaf of the Kaaba and they'll have a mobile phone in their hand and they'll be making a selfie, they'll be talking to someone, you know, they'll be on social media trying to, you know, make their page go live. You know, and with all this, yeah, what's happening is they are losing the reward of Hajj, the essence of Hajj, the beauty of Hajj is lost when a person does that. Haram ki zameen qadam rakh ke chalna, are sar ka mauka hai o jaane wale. And there's a, you know, some very strict rulings there as well, that especially for those people who are making a video and they're performing tawaf, sometimes what happens is these people, they will walk backwards, they'll have their right shoulder towards the Qibla, they'll have their chest towards the Qibla, they'll have their back towards the Qibla, and in that manner they'll be performing the tawaf, but they will be making so many mistakes. You know, I spoke to someone and he says that he went and he kissed Hajre Aswad. He said to himself, mashallah, what a beautiful blessing that you've kissed Hajre Aswad. How did you get the opportunity to do that? Oh, it was easy. I just went there, tripped one guy over. He went in the stomach and headbutted one. And then I just jumped over. The guy was in front of me. And I just landed in front of the Hajre Aswad and I kissed him. And I had to be myself all the way out. And alhamdulillah, I managed to do it. You know, was it really worth it? Because one sin in Makkah is equivalent to 100,000 sins. Now that person who says that he knocked out so many people, he did this, he did that, what have you gained? What have you achieved? You know, cause harm to another Muslim, that is haram. That is not good. A person met with Sayyiduna Khatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala li, and he says, Hazrat, mujhe koi aisa hum safar bataiye, yani tell me about someone who can travel with me. And Sayyiduna Khatim Asam rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he says, agar tum hum nashin chahte ho, if you wish to have someone traveling with you, then the tilawat of the Quran is your best companion. Aur agar saathi chahte ho, if you want a companion, to malaika, the angels are your best companions. If you want a friend, then Allah Azza wa Jal is your best friend. Aur agar safar ke liye tosha chahiye, if you need anything, you know, for your journey, to Allah Ta'ala par yakeen sab se behtareen tosha hai. That is the biggest thing that you can have, the belief in Allah. That will be more than enough for you. Kaabatullah ko apne samne tasavvur karte huye, khushi se uska tawaf karo. Now, subhanallah azza wa jal. You know, these great people, the awliya-i-kiram, their way of do ibadah, their way of tawaf, their way of hajj was unique. That's why we talk about them. That's why when we mention their name, we have a smile on our face. That's why when we mention these great people, we talk about them, because these are the people that really made everything. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Bakr Shibli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he did wukuf of Arafat, you know, all of a sudden, he just kept silent until the sun set. So he kept quiet. So he's done the wukuf-e-arafat, wukuf-e-muzdalifah, no talking at all, just quiet. And when he went to the Kaaba to perform tawafuz ziyarat and to do the sa'i, when he went to the milan ahdarain, the green lights, he says, his uncontrollably his tears started to flow. And he read this poem. Main chal raha hoon is haal mein ke maine apne dil par teri mohabbat ki mohar rakhi hai. Ya Allah, I am walking in such a manner that I have your love as a stamp on my heart. Is dil par tere siwa kisi ka guzar na ho. Ya Allah, I do not want the thought of anyone else from my heart. Ay kaash ke main apni aankhon ko band karne ki kudrat paata, to us waqt tak kisi ko na dekhta jab tak tujhe na dekh leta. And he says, I wish that I closed my eyes and I never saw anyone apart from you, Ya Rab Azza wa Jal. Jab aansu rukhsar par behne lagte hain, when his tears started to flow on his cheeks, to zahir ho jata hai ki kaun waqai ro raha hai aur kiska rona banavati hai. Now, there is a very, very deep thinking that is. You know, when you cry in the fear of Allah and your tears start to flow, then that means that that person is genuine in the crying of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, you see people who are trying to cry. We shouldn't be in a place where we say, oh, he's not crying, he's just making it up, he's got crocodile tears, he really doesn't mean it, I know that guy. We're not supposed to even say that. You know, it is him and his Rabb Azza wa Jal. Allah knows best how that person's feeling is. Subhanallah, Hazrat Sayyidina Ja'far bin Muhammad Ali bin Hussein Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went perform Hajj in Masjid al-Haram, as soon as he entered and he saw the beautiful Kaaba, he started to cry uncontrollably. He was said to him, Hazrat, everyone is looking at you. Please lower your voice. And Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, why should I not cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? That when I am going to be presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala mujh par nazr-e rahmat farma de, aur main baroze qiyamat uski barbagah mein kamyab ho jaun. May Allah Azza wa Jal look upon me with mercy. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will be successful on the day of judgment. Then he performed the tawaf of the Kaaba and he came to Maqam Ibrahim. And then when he went into sajda, people saw that he had tears flowing on his cheeks. That's what you call fear of Allah. That's what you call love of Allah. Today, we don't even cry. Yes, we do cry. When our business is going down, when we lost our job, when we can't find a rishta, we cry. But when it comes to the deen, do we cry? When it comes to, you know, being in a state in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we've committed so many sins. Do we ever cry? Do we ever cry in the fear of Allah? Do we ever cry in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Maybe not. The reason is because our hearts are hard. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he had so much love and ishq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that subhanallah, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ali, when he performed hajj, he became really ill. And he says that Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he made a habit to drink zamzam. This is the beauty of zamzam. The scholars, they mention, whoever drinks zamzam with the right intention, that intention will be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Wherever we get the opportunity to drink Zamzam, many Hujjaja Kiram, they'll come back and they'll bring Zamzam water with them. They'll bring the dates of Medina with them. Try to your utmost best to go and visit their homes. You know, we don't expect them to come and drop you off your house, do you? We should go and visit them. Number one, why we should visit them is because they are the ones that have seen the beautiful Kaaba. That the vision of the Kaaba may be still fresh in their eyes. The vision of the green dome, the Rozai Park of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will still be fresh in their minds as well. And subhanallah azza wa jal, you know, when you come back from Hajj or Umrah, you know, you many people, mashallah, they think of them days and they cry. You know, it reminds them how they would go to the masjid, how they would go to, you know, to do the ibadat, how when they went on ziyarats, they saw this ziyarat, they saw that ziyarat. It makes them cry, it makes them feel uncomfortable, you know. And then if you look at yourself, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, how much uncomfortable do we get when we come back from Hajj? You know, do we ever think of Hajj and cry? Do we ever think of them blessed lands and cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? If that is the case, then subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we're very, very lucky that we cry in the love of Medina and in the love of Makkah as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, he has written a very beautiful book, The Guide for Hajj and Umrah. It's called Rafiqul Haramain. You know, Rafiq means a partner, Haramain means the sacred lands. So your partner in the sacred lands. And for the Umrah, he's written Rafiqul Mu'tamirin, good companion for those who perform Umrah. So if you are going for Hajj or Umrah, make sure to take Amir al-Sunnah's books with you. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, that way they will increase your love, because there are so many stories in that as well. That subhanallah, when you read these stories, mashallah as well, it does remind you of the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then when you do go for Hajj and Umrah, talk about the lives of the pious people. Talk about how they would perform Hajj. Talk about how they would perform Umrah. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, make your mindset as such that inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will give you that true understanding of this mashallah sacred journey as well. Hopefully, inshallah Azza wa Jal, may Allah Azza wa Jal take us all there, and may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to, alhamdulillah, visit the sacred lands again and again. Now, some people might think, yeah, I'm going to go next year. Jaloji, next year I'm going to go. Or the year after I'm going to go. I've got my exams coming in 2025, so I'm going to go in 2026. Good intentions, inshallah, you'll be rewarded for that. But the scholars, they say, do not delay. Do not delay in that, because the more you delay, the more worse will become. Meri zindagi bas teri bandagi mein hi ae kaash guzre sada ya ilahi. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, mashallah Azza wa Jal, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi's Khalifa and successor, Maulana Ziauddin Madani Rahmatullahi ta'ala li, who passed away in Madinatul Munawwara. And he stayed in Medina for approximately 77 years, mashallah. And he performed Hajj 60 times. He performed Hajj as well, mashallah. And his Mazar-e-Pak in Jannatul Baqi as well, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. It's written that his Mazar is only 2 meters away from the Mazar of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allahu Akbar, how lucky he is, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Ashra-i Dhul-Hijjat al-Haram, the 10 days, because we're talking about the Hajj. Now, Hajj is in the first 10 days, the month of Dhul-Hijjat al-Haram. Now, what are these blessed days of Hajj? These blessed days of Hajj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one of the hadith paak has mentioned, Allah ke nazdeek, Hajj ke in 10 dinun se afzal, there is no better days in the court of Allah azza wa jal than these 10 days of Hajj. And there is no better tahleel than La ilaha illallah. There is no better takbir than Allahu Akbar. And he says that in these days, recite tahleel and recite takbir abundantly, because they are the days of the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. In another hadith, he mentions, Allah ko ashra zulhijja se zyada kisi din mein apni ibadat kiya jana pasandida nahi. Yani Allah Azza wa Jal even likes to be worshipped in these 10 days of Hajj. اس کے دن ہر دن کا روزہ ایک سال کے روزوں کے برابر ہے. The fasting in these 10 days, especially you can't keep the fast on the 10th of Zilhijjah, and for those who perform Hajj, they can't fast on the 9th of Zilhijjah as well. So he says that the fasting of these days is so blessed that they are equivalent to 1 year's of fasting. And also, ہر شب کا قیام شب قدر کے برابر ہے. That the qiyam, the standing in salah, every day is equivalent to shab-e qadr, the qadr, the laylatul qadr, the night that the Quran was revealed. Subhanallah. This last hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, mujhe Allah azza wa jal par gumaan hai ki arafa ka roza ek saal qabl aur ek saal baad ke gunah mita deta hai. May Allah azza wa jal bless us. And there are so many other fazail regarding Hajj as well. Try to recite Durood-e-Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try to stay in Imamah because this is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try to do a lot of ibadat, a lot of making dua as well for yourself, for your family, for the whole ummah, inshallah. Until next time, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, please take care of yourself and I'll see you in the next episode of Hajj, the pillar of Islam. Take care of yourself. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hajj, the pillar of Islam. Hajj, the pillar of Islam. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik.